You're listening to the 1 Minute Writing Tip, a podcast that gives you tips on how to overcome writer's block, overwhelm, and self-doubt, learn how to accomplish your God-given book idea, even if you're a busy mompreneur, confidently publish to bestseller, and use your book as a tool for impact and for purpose. We have a variety of episodes with interviews from best-selling authors in the industry, experts who have tools and tricks to help you succeed, and of course, recommendations from me, your host, Caitlin Silva. You can find even more resources on wewritebooks.com, where you can also take advantage of your complimentary bestseller assessment to get a step-by-step roadmap to accomplish your bestseller and beyond. So let's get into today's episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the 1 Minute Writing Tip Podcast. Today is a special interview featuring Sharon Williams. I'm so excited to be chatting with Sharon today. She is an absolutely beautiful woman of the Lord. She is the author of 2 books and has a rich background in theology. She deeply knows and has a heart for the ever-present love available to every single person, no matter what you've gone through. And she wants to connect each person with the source of that love, which is Jesus. So she teaches Bible studies and she volunteers with inpatients and hospice service. So Sharon, thank you so much for joining me on this podcast interview. I am really excited to have you.
Well, thank you. I'm excited also to be able to join. I think this is technology has just really grown. And I think this is wonderful that we can talk back and forth like this and maybe reach even more people. But we'll see.
Absolutely. As the Lord wills, of course.
Yes, so, as the Lord wills, exactly.
Yes, absolutely. So Sharon, I would absolutely love if you shared with our listeners a little bit about your journey and how you got to where you are now with everything that you're doing.
All right. Well, I never thought I would write a book. It was something that I felt inspired to do. And it was during the pandemic when people were suffering greatly. Companies were closing. People were dying. People were losing members of their family. They were out of work. It was difficult to even maintain a good living standard during that time. There was also isolation. And isolation is devastating sometimes. We are made to be social creatures. And so that was very much missing. So I felt like I wanted to write a book that would be inspiring and uplifting for those that were going through difficult times, mainly to let them know that they are never alone, that even though they may feel this destitute or whatever, there is always God by their side. And they just need to trust and have faith. And they also need to find time for themselves, time for a quiet time, time to talk to the Lord. And it's even that in itself is very uplifting. So I started writing. And it was really funny. I've always enjoyed writing, but I'd never thought about putting it out there to the public. Now, my first book is called God's Whisper, Always Near. And it is about my own experiences because I wanted to say God is real. And in sharing my own experiences, I feel like I was really putting myself out there because some people have had these similar experiences, and of course, they understand. But some people have not, and they might be skeptic. But I can truly say anything I've put in that book is the truth. So it's it is something when they're reading that to keep it in mind, because some of these are paranormal. Now, I will tell you, I do believe in evil. I do believe in good. And it's a battle every day to the Bible tells you need to put on the armor of God every day, and it tells you the different parts and everything. But it's true, because we are bombarded with evil, or with the suggestive, thoughts that we shouldn't probably carry through. When we journey through this life, we should not take it lightly. We should really take it seriously, because there are consequences for when we pass over into eternity. And so it's not only for ourselves that our faith should, build upon itself continually through our lifetime. This life is meant, you learn lessons. And those lessons should draw you closer to God, because it's so easy to stray. It's so easy to say, oh, I'll do that later, like read the Bible or read a devotion or anything like that. And if you've been in the habit to do it every day, and then you skip a day or you skip another day, and then a week goes by, and you can find yourself way off the path that's parallel to the Holy Spirit or to God. So I just feel that we have to be careful. I felt when I was reading about the false trial of Jesus, and when people were asking for a thief and a robber rather than Jesus be released, I could just sense the evil that was infiltrating that crowd. And it was almost like a black mist that was just influencing their thoughts and everything. And we have that today, only it's in our homes. It's everywhere. So we do have to be on our guard. For instance, let's say that someone says something that is hurtful to you, or, you might let them know that it's hurtful, but you shouldn't strike out at them, because that just compounds the situation. Our actions speak so much, but I wanted to put into words what I really believe and tell my story. It is kind of a legacy for me, because these were things that I would have written to my children, but I decided to make it public as well. My second book was about the ministry of Jesus, which started about the time he was 30 years old. And there's not very much written about his youth. There is one incident, and of course I go back and I pick that up as well. But it's given by different people and their view and what they perceived at the time. They may even look at a different aspect. For instance, Matthew, on the night that Jesus was born, centered his attention on the three wise men that came from the east and their encounter with Herod, whereas Luke centered on the shepherds in the field and the host of angels. So it does give you a better viewpoint, but they're different. But you bring them together and you put them in order in which they happened, and it just makes it more understandable and more interesting, I think. So I didn't go through the crucifixion. I stopped as Jesus was coming back to Jerusalem for the last time. And I stopped right there, because when I read about Jesus in the crucifixion, I get very emotional and I get very sad. And it's hard not to just cry about it, because mankind is very cruel, can be very cruel. So it's just something I didn't feel I wanted to write about.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. And thank you so much for sharing that about the books and what really inspired you to take that next step. And I do think that during that time, as the world was shut down and there were so many different things happening, one of the things I heard from others is that it was almost like things that had been done in the darkness and in the sidelines, they started coming to light. And there was a lot of things that people started becoming more aware of that needed to have their attention on. And during all of that chaos and, you know, just different things happening, I think your inspiration to share that light and to, you know, really talk about where our focus needs to be, no matter the circumstances of life, I think that's so important. So talk to me a little bit more about the actual writing process for you. Were there ups and downs? Was it just you sat down every day and were writing all the time? I mean, how did that go for you?
Well, actually, I was writing all the time. My husband didn't see me very often during that period. But that was something, it was new, it was exciting, it was interesting. And I had so much I wanted to say. So it was fine. I will tell you this. I don't see how I got through this by myself. And I know I did not. Because it was like when I would get stuck for words and not know exactly how to phrase it or what I might say next, I would just simply sit still and quiet, and just, it seemed like the words would come to me. And so I couldn't write them down fast enough after that. But that was something that just became apparent to me. And I thought, gee, this is great. So, but I also feel that there is a need to enjoy writing. And I've always enjoyed writing myself. So it's, and words are very powerful. They are there in black and white. You visualize them, you memorize, or you read them. You then put an idea with the words. And so it's just a powerful tool.
Yes, I so agree. And I love what you said about how there's this love of writing, so there's a need to enjoy it. But then also, as you are writing and you're discovering what it is that you want to say, I think especially to your point, one key factor is that you let the Holy Spirit guide you. And I think that's so important too, because so often it's easy to kind of get in our own way and think we have to do things ourselves instead of realizing that we can rely on the one who knows all things, right? And so, you know, I think that that's really beautiful. That was a part of your process. Acting on that journey for you and the process of writing these books, what would be your top 1 to 3 tips for aspiring authors who maybe have had this book for a long time, they want to write, but they haven't been able to do it quite yet?
Well, first of all, I will tell you what you were mentioning about the Holy Spirit. The reason I know it wasn't me totally is because I enjoy going back and reading the book. And I say to myself, did I write that? Oh my gosh, that's so good. But it's like, no, I couldn't write like that. But there it is. First of all, I would say that the topic, now let's say it's fiction. You have to have an imagination. Were you good at telling stories to your children or something like this? Do you have that talent where you can make up a story as you go? You also have to enjoy what you're doing. You have to have an interest in it, and perhaps even for a long time. So that's very important as well. You have to enjoy doing some research. How do others feel about the topic? Have they had similar experiences? How would they relate? There's just so many things, but you do have to research. And then if you do have a lapse in what you want to write, just take a break. Do something else. Get away from it for a while. And if you do have an idea during that period, just jot it down real quickly and then go back and reread it. And you can compile your thoughts upon that one thought.
So I love those tips because a lot of times, you know, people focus on the kind of the tactics, right? Like, okay, write this amount or do these exercises or something like that. I love that what you shared is more of the passion and the heart for what you're doing and finding the area where you have that natural ability or that gift, right? And then using that for the book that you're creating, for whether it's fiction or nonfiction and, you know, those different elements.
This has been part one of the special episode featuring Sharon Williams, who shares about her incredible life experiences that reveal the reality and deep love of God for humanity. Next time, in part two, we discuss her upcoming book, diving deeper into our relationship with the Holy Spirit, as well as why understanding who we are to God is so important. Tune in next time, and I'll see you there.